Proclamation number 4915 of 16th of June, 1950. Unifying spirit, soul and body. Struggle against matter. In the recognition of truth from God lies the greatest satisfaction and the most secure feeling of security at the Father's heart. For anyone who has come to know God through the transmission of truth is already united with Him in spirit, and he feels part of Him and therefore free and untroubled according to the soul, even though the body is still earthly bound. Thus the human being can indeed still suffer according to the body, but only if he does not listen to the soul's ideas. If the earth still burdens him from time to time and he tries to cope with it instead of consulting the soul, i.e., if he seriously turns away from worldly thoughts and seeks help in adversity from the soul, which then presents him with the groundlessness of earthly worry and only refers him to divine love, which always helps where help is faithfully expected. For the soul stands in recognition and can only not assert itself with its knowledge where the human being's thoughts are still directed outwards instead of inwards. The feeling of security occurs immediately when the human being seeks solitude and establishes contact with God, a contact which the soul certainly maintains at all times but of which the human being is not aware as long as his thoughts wander. But if he joins the soul, then it can immediately impart to him the peace and tranquility which it possesses itself through the realization of eternal truth. For the soul is one with the Spirit in itself, which is part of the Father Spirit from eternity. Where spirit and soul are already one, the human being is only in distress according to the body until he also joins the Spirit and the soul. But since the human being is in the midst of life, he is constantly exposed to external pressures which, however, are only intended to spiritualize the body as far as possible, to consciously enter into the right relationship with matter, so that he does not become its slave but its master. The human being must not allow himself to be disturbed by things which are purely worldly, and therefore he must constantly struggle with it, which will always and constantly oppress him and which he should conquer by turning away from it, by turning his gaze upwards and making God the content of his thoughts. Then everything oppressive will leave him, then he will feel the power and strength of God and feel safe in his care, then all shadows of worldly worries will leave him. Then he will abandon himself to his love and grace and find peace in God. Yet the truth must already have had an effect on him, he must have recognized God and love him, because otherwise the soul would not be able to unite with the spirit and then the body would draw the soul into the earthly battle. This is why the human being's first aim is to live in truth, because only a correctly recognized being is aspired to and the conscious striving towards God results in the unification of spirit and soul. Amen.